Hey, I think we fucking got it.
We got it. We're winners.
Is that
we
it?
We are winners.
Did we do it?
We are so winners.
What time is it?
So
nine. Is it time for break?
It's time for break.
So fucking pissed off right now.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Suck my dick, drunk.
Drunk's not late. He's on time.
Live on RadioFubar.com. If you'd like to call the show, please dial 3.
Shut the fuck up, drunk.
Oh, Windows has new updates.
Yeah, let's do some fucking Windows updates, guys.
I think we're officially on.
Yeah, we're all friends now. We're all just the best people.
So let me ask you a fucking question.
Go ahead.
And I just give me one small idea. Now, drunk, you send someone an address to connect to your server, okay?
Okay. You're right.
And I mean,
on time.
Jay Squarehead, he figured this out, so good on him. Yeah. And I guess everybody else that fucking broadcast today knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
But you send me a known retard. Goddamn server settings with colons in it. And I'm supposed to know those colons are periods.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to change the colons to periods.
I think that was a setup for failure.
I should have seen
that. And I'm
that.
Just supposed to know that, I guess.
I should
Why would he send it,
it
to
sorry.
Me with colons if they're supposed to be periods? So, why would he do that? Why? Why? Why would he do that?
So we're supposed to like play Idle Hands or something right
Well,
there?
TeamSpeak uses
colons.
What
would be
colons?
The fucking point?
TeamSpeak uses colons. For their shenanigans, I think.
I'm praying for the destruction of Radio FUBAR now.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm so fucking over this shit. I'm so angry right now.
You can't be mad.
What do you mean I can't be mad?
Don't be mad.
I can be, and I am mad.
I'm
going to go squirt water when I get home.
Oh my God.
I've shit 3 times since we started this.
Those hamburgers were so greasy.
My fucking blood pressure is like...
You're saltier than these French fries right now.
Those French fries are good.
Oh my God. I'm done. So I guess there isn't really a show. Napier, do you want to talk about your topics?
Yeah.
Let's get through all your topics, Napier. This will be great.
The raccoon came back.
The raccoon is back?
I don't think he left. I think it was just so cold he went into sleep. So he was just asleep up there for like 2 weeks.
That's hilarious.
Now he's back and he's
rummaging
around.
Let's get into
around.
The raccoon bit.
I've been trying to throw things at him again, and it's working about the same.
Like you open up your attic and you throw stuff up there at him?
Yeah, I've been throwing things up there.
Oh my God, that's great. Drunk, don't you think that's great?
I think you should get a slingshot.
No, I can't, like, see all the way up in there. Like, I poke my head in
Is
this...
Is it because you're fat?
No, I don't have a tall enough ladder.
Napier's fat!
Yeah, the little hole's too big for me to get my tits around.
Yeah. Because Napier's got big tits because he's a fat guy. Oh, God. We're so funny. We're going to make Napier fat jokes. We're all kind of fat. That's hilarious.
My under
We should do a podcast, guys. Talk about being fat.
No, we can't do that.
No. Okay, so the raccoon's back, but he never really left?
No, he was asleep.
He was asleep?
Yeah. Now he's awake because it's warmer out.
Oh, okay. But does he leave to go get food and then come back?
Or
does he bite on all the things up there? Is he chewing on your wires?
Yeah, he probably eats the insulation.
Yeah, he's doing something with the insulation up there. I've been hitting my ceiling with a hockey stick again, and it's a...
Hey, Anchor said we should do Ask Dr. Napier! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Ask Dr. Napier, guys! Let's do it! I got the fucking questions, you ready?
Are you sure you didn't throw them?
No, I got them! Let's do them! Let's crank these bitches out!
Let's do it!
Because people want to know... The answers to their questions.
Why aren't we recording this?
We are recording this.
Are we?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because people have questions, Napier. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do if they don't get Dr. Napier's answers to their fucking great questions.
They're going to have to go to Unfit for FM and ask them questions.
Yeah, let's ask Unfit for FM questions. Seriously, Napier, do that today, because that's fucking great when you do that. Oh my God, when you praise Unfit for FM and talk about how they're the best show on Radio FUBAR, I fucking love that bit. Let's do that.
Well, they get on their air on time and whatnot. They can figure out periods instead of colons.
They haven't broadcast with the new settings yet, so we don't know.
He changed it at fucking noon on a Monday.
Yeah, so they had a leg up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is day one.
Now you know, periods, not colons.
Well, don't let them know. Now they can't figure that out on their own.
Oh!
Again with the unprofessionalism.
Oh! Now Drunk's fucking phone is ringing! Oh, baby! This is great, guys. guys. We have a question from Indio Techno. Are you ready for Indio Techno?
I'm hoping it's a good one. Is it
Indio Techno is your dude?
That's my dude.
Was that him that called during our show?
Absolutely.
I bet it wasn't.
What sexual position is preferred for someone with narcolepsy?
The mouth.
Is it a male or a female?
I'm so fucking glad that we were able to figure this out so that we could get on here and ask Indio Techno's awesome fucking question.
Well, you have to do it in the mouth. That way your partner can see when they're asleep.
Why are you angry at Indio right now? Don't be angry at Indio. He didn't do this to you.
Frank did this to you.
Niger say you're mad at everybody in the chat room.
Yeah.
You mad at Dan Furnacase? You did?
Yeah,
you mad,
I am.
You mad at Starry Spice?
Starry Spice has every reason to be mad at Mike.
From Anchor Babcock, second of our three amazing questions for Dr. Napier. Would you still nail Andy McDowell? What about Helen Hunt?
No to
both. Don't you see how this absolutely could not wait till next week? Because they're aging women, and they might be dead by next week.
That doesn't mean I won't
Thank
nail them.
Thank fucking God! Okay, no, Andy McDowell, yes. Helen Hunt, yes, right?
No.
Come on.
Well, if they were dead, yes.
Right.
If they're alive, no, no. I don't have sex with, like, living meat. Fuck. That's disgusting.
From Matt Lee. What is the best or most offensive innuendo you can make with the word abaculus? Which I Googled. I think it's like a Mexican tile.
Nigbaculus.
You know, every week we show up and I plug all this stuff in.
And it works.
Why? Why do we waste our goddamn time?
Because we're awesome.
What are we trying to accomplish? I mean, what is the ultimate goal for this?
I thought it was so I could come over and make hamburgers.
I went to Arby's the other day.
Yeah.
And our old boss was working at Arby's.
Oh, she's still there?
She's working the drive-thru at Arby's at 10 o'clock at night on a goddamn Saturday.
Oh,
your
what
old
about...
boss from Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
What about Little Mister? How is he going to get his book reading done if his mom ain't there?
Little Mister is probably not doing his homework. He's probably being all rambunctious.
Oh, shit. By now, he's probably working there.
And
he's got to be 16 or 17 by now.
And I fucking ordered a roast beef sandwich, because that's what you get at goddamn
Did
Arby's.
You get a Max?
And I think she knew it was me. And I talked to her, and I was like, oh, hey. And she fucking poisoned me. I have been shitting like a goose for two fucking days. I have been shitting about every 20 minutes for 2 days.
And you're positive it's from the Arby's?
It had to have been. Remember, bitch poisoned me. She fucking poisoned me.
Remember you when Mark...
I haven't even been eating. I've been shitting, like, without eating.
Just
I don't
water?
Know what I'm shitting anymore.
just shitting water?
Lots of water, yes. The shits that I've been taking lately look like hot cocoa with the little mini marshmallows. I have weird little white marshmallows in my shit, and I don't know what the fuck that is. It's probably the poison.
It's what if it's like old meat that was still stuck in your colon?
Probably knocking some shit loose with my nasty ass roast beef that fucking my old boss. We didn't end on bad terms. She got fired for stealing.
Well, she got fired for stealing?
Yeah, but I didn't fire her.
You didn't tell me she was stealing. I thought she got fired for gross incompetence.
I had nothing to do with her getting fired.
I thought she was fired because she was a horrible boss.
Well, yeah.
How much did she steal?
I wasn't given an exact figure. All I know is that the bitch poisoned me.
Remember Mark? He used to scrape all the counter leavings onto pizza, and we would call them Supreme Pizzas. And Alice used to say, that's how you get your raise, baby.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier. Okay, what?
Remember how Mark used to scrape the leavings on the make table into Supreme Pizzas? And Alice used to say, oh, that's how you get your raises. That's food cost.
Oh, yeah. No, just whatever was on the table, that was your Super Supreme.
Yeah. And what if that's what she's doing now at the Arby's, and that's why you have food poisoning?
Right. Because there was like some bleach or something on there.
Yeah. There was like counter material on your sandwich.
I ordered the big giant roast beef because I'm a fat guy.
What if they just put whatever was on there?
Every time.
Right.
It's delicious.
I bet that whatever was left on the counter after they were like, you know, getting done, they just scooped it into a sandwich and said, here you go, buddy.
I mean, that's kind of what happens when you go to the place 2 minutes before they close. They get you sick.
I was watching the Olympics last night, right?
Yeah.
And that Bodie Miller, he's a skier.
Yeah.
He was on the Olympics, and he won the bronze. And
Do you really win the bronze?
The reporter.
Yeah, in skiing, absolutely.
The reporter, she came over, and she was asking him
the
questions.
The world's dumbest questions.
And, like, she asked a question about his brother who died of a stroke. And he, like, got kind of, you know, bummed out about it because, you know, his brother just fucking died, you know. Like, oh, hey, did you win this race for your dead brother? And he's like, well, no, I mean, I don't know if I won it necessarily for him, but, you know, I was thinking about him. And she's like, oh, so, you know, your brother, he died of a stroke. That must have fucking sucked. And, you know, he's getting just a little bit more bothered. And she goes, so, I mean, you're kind of emotional right now. Is it because you're thinking about your brother who died of a fucking stroke? He's like, yeah, this is kind of a bummer. You know, he's getting kind of teary-eyed. And she goes, so when you, like, look up at the sky, like when you won, are you looking for your fucking brother because he fucking died? I wish I had pulled the clip for that. But like in all things in my life, I wasn't prepared.
Well, at least she didn't give him the wrong IP
address. I
wasn't
prepared for being sent colons instead of periods and just supposed to know that that's what was. So, yeah, no, I thought it was. What? What does that face mean? What does that fucking face? What? Did you just shit on you? What happened? What?
It'll hit you in a minute. My bad.
It was wet.
For fuck's sake, Napier. Do I not have enough?
I didn't mean
to. Do I not have enough that you got to shit in my living room and make me smell it?
I didn't mean to.
I mean, what do you mean you didn't mean to? You're a grown man. Are you fucking kidding me, Napier?
I didn't.
Oh, my God. I was poisoned. And do you know what I do when I'm having an issue? I go to the fucking bathroom. And you just shit your pants at my kitchen table.
Well, I had gone into the kitchen to do it last
Holy
time,
fuck.
But I didn't have enough time.
Holy fuck, man.
Mike's throwing chairs around the room now.
Oh my
just to let you know.
Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm done.
Yeah?
So are
we going to just see you in hell, faggots? Are we going to do a crossover? Or what are we going to do?
We should do cross promotion with our friends.
Oh, yeah. Hey!
Are these the topics for today?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I guess we'll do that next week, drunk. Yeah.
Well, no, it'll be old
so
news
by
then.
Don't fucking ruin it, because then I don't have to do any work this week.
Well, except you'll be reading two-week-old material, but that's fine.
Well, this is actually from last week, so... And I didn't use it last week either.
So, yes, next week, three-week-old material. Hell yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Is that Seal?
We should sing more 80s.
Let's finish your stuff. What else you got?
Do you remember that time when Paul Sullivan kicked the shit out of his car for no reason?
No, I don't. Let's hear about it. Sounds fucking riveting.
Well,
I'm so glad that you had this recollection. I'm sure... It's totally going to make up for everything. This is going to be great. Let's hear it.
Well, the point was you were supposed to make fun of it.
But I don't remember it. Oh, okay. No, you tell the story and then I'll make fun of it.
I thought
you tell the story, Napier. Let's hear it.
Well, one day after one of our little high school hockey games, I'm pretty sure you were there, Paul Sullivan got pissed off because he played like shit and the coach pulled him from the little net. And so he beat the shit out of his car and started screaming about it.
He like Big Lebowski. This is what you get, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
Yeah, but
his
it
own
was
car.
Yeah, but to his own car, and he just started kicking the shit out of his own car, like he dented the ever loving fuck out of this thing. He put like holes in it, and just started screaming.
Did he find $5?
No, he did not find $5. He did find an excellent body shop to take care of most of his footprints and.
What kind of car was it?
It was like some shitty Toyota Corolla.
It would have been better if it was an El Camino.
Why?
Yeah, Napier, just change the story that actually happened to a different kind of car.
It happened to his El Camino.
Yeah, there you go. That makes the story much better. Drunk's right.
He busted the shit out of this El Camino. His foot was damaged beyond repair.
So he was out for the rest of the season.
No. Now I'm just making shit up. He got AIDS from his sock.
Perfect. I remember there was one time it was me, you, in my car, and Paul Sullivan was in a car with somebody else, and we were asked to come up to the rink and convert it from ice hockey to roller hockey. So we had to put all the tiles down.
Yeah, I remember that.
And me and you, because we worked at Pizza Hut, brought like 8 or 9 pizzas so that we all could eat pizzas while we were... I mean, we just robbed that place blind. I mean, any situation we could, we just brought like 8 or 9 pizzas just because fuck it.
Yeah, and, pretty much.
So we had a fuckload of extra pizzas. And so on the way home... We had a drive down Barrington Downs where the two cars were in like a Road Warriors pizza fight. You don't remember this at all?
I remember this slightly, yes.
And fucking, they would pull up alongside of us with like 3 pizzas and they would like throw slices of pizzas at our car. And we would like get in front of them and then throw pieces of pizza up in the air to try to get it to land on their windshield from behind. And it turned into a big war. So all the way down the road, there was a pizza.
Pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to shit my pants.
Congratulations.
Well, I mean, Napier already did, so you might as well just have it right here in the fucking kitchen.
I a little bit shit my pants at work today. It wasn't like a lot.
Yeah. Don't you have a toilet?
What constitutes shitting your pants?
It has to get, like, on the pants. If you just, like, a little comes out and it's, like, stuck on your butthole but doesn't touch the underwear, then no.
But, I mean, just,
count.
Like, a little bit of wet on the underwear. Did I shit my pants?
It would have to be solid.
It wasn't solid. No, I haven't had solid.
I disagree. It does not have to be solid to consider shitting your pants.
Anything bigger than a half dollar... is shitting your pants.
Mike.
If it's bigger than your butthole.
Question.
Drunk.
Okay.
What would you classify as shitting your pants?
Anything that makes you uncomfortable, is wet, and sticks to you is shitting your pants.
Yeah, if you can't feel it, it doesn't really count. Could you feel it?
So I shit my pants today.
Oh, apparently. You could feel it.
I drunk shit my pants, but I did not Napier shit my pants.
Ah. So what'd you do with your shitty drawers? You just leave them on?
I didn't have like another pair of underwear.
So?
So? I just not wear underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, if the choices are wear underwear with shit on them or not wear them.
There's a guy that, actually, somebody sent it to me. I don't remember who it was, but it was pretty good. There's a fellow that is selling something called period panties. Actually, I found his Twitter, and I sent him a message that, like, I thought it'd be cool to talk to him just because. But he's selling, like, period panties for ladies that are going to be on the rag.
Why would a lady wear any of these? And bloody hell and bleeder of the pack.
Yeah, bloody hell, and it has the devil on it, and bleeder of the pack has like a werewolf bitch on it. They got Captain Redbeard and Cunt Dracula and Dawn of the Red and Curse of Blood. I guess that's like a carry thing.
Yeah.
Evil Beaver. Rainbow First Blood with like a bloody unicorn on it. Sour Puss and Shark Week. And I thought, I don't know if he'd get sued for these, but I thought, like, you know, like a Game of Thrones one with like the Red Wedding.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or like with the Kool-Aid guy, like breaking through the wall.
Oh yeah.
That could be good.
Kool-Aid Man. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's others that we could come up with, too.
What about the twins from The Shining, you know, with the hallway filled with blood? That could be cool.
But the crotch area is black so that, you know, if you get stains, they don't show up as good. It's a pretty good idea.
That man's smart.
So maybe I need those so that when I shit my pants, it isn't as noticeable.
Well, then it'd have to be.
When I wear white underwear now,
yeah,
they don't last too long.
Oh, you got skids?
Yeah. Well, good show, guys.
So, Mike, since we're talking about high school and the days of your...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's reminisce again.
Absolutely. Did you ever get your beeges before hockey games? Because I never did.
This used to be my playground.
Oh, shit, my mic's been off. No, it hasn't. It's been on. I saw you twitching there.
My childhood dreams. I'm sorry.
Did you ever get your beeges before hockey games?
I mean, yeah.
I never did, and I don't know if that helped me play better.
No, I always played terrible. Whenever I had sex before hockey, I would play awful. Except last week. Last week I did all right.
Did you wash afterwards, or did you leave the stank on? Because I think if you leave the stank on, makes you play better.
Really?
Yeah, you got to leave the stank on. You can't just, like, not do that. I mean, that doesn't really count if you get a blowjob because you don't want your crotch to smell like mouth. But the puss juice gets you invigorated and ready to do battle. That's what the Romans did. But they did it with dude butts.
With the dude butts?
Yeah, they did anal sex, and then it helped them fight better because they could think about all those hot dude assholes that they plunged their mighty sword into.
Absolutely.
And it smelled like a mixture of farts and cum. You know, when I think of battle music, Mike? Are we done? Should we be done?
You're thinking of battle music. Let's hear it.
No,
get through your whole thing. Get it out.
Yeah,
just no, I was waiting for you.
Get it out of your system.
That was one of those where you were supposed to interrupt me.
Oh, I was?
Yeah.
So you don't have battle music?
No, I don't have battle music.
My battle music is the Last of the Mohicans soundtrack.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I usually play Hearthstone to that.
I furiously masturbate to J-pop because it keeps the beat. So when I'm pounding my dong, it just goes fucking crazy with the electronic keyboards and the little Japanese ladies going meh, 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 like just pounding the shit out of my meat.
Jesus.
I mean, if there was a reason to put colons instead of periods, like if there was some kind of thing he was worried about, then put in the fucking email, hey, by the way,
these colons are periods.
These colons should be periods.
Well, if you send the text as an HTML document, it'll come up as something you can click on. It'll come up like as a link. That's what I'm thinking he was afraid of. So he just put them as colons, because then it won't link to anything, which is what you saw it not do. Like what happened with the stream, that's what it was supposed to do in the email, but not in the stream. Sometimes vaginas smell like fish. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Did you seriously just say, I think that went all right?
Yeah, that went all right. I mean,
I thought it was pretty good.
You know, for a 30-minute show, that wasn't that bad. We got through everything we wanted to talk about.
I hope on your drive home,
yeah.
I hope your car explodes. And there's no explanation as to why it happened. And they never find out.
Then the cops will be like, I think that went well.
I want to think that I blew up your car with my mind.
Like Carrie? You know, from the period panties?
You just got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFUBAR.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODix. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Hello.
Hi, friend.
Hello.
What are we doing with our lives, Dan?
I can't hear anything. Mandy, can you hear anything? It's just dead silence.
This fucking guy. Mike's already got a scowl on
his
face.
How do you know he's not telling the truth?
Because he hasn't said anything.
I wasn't listening to you, if that's... Mike, did you try any of my tech tips in the chat?
Your tech tips?
I was trying to give you some tech support. These are just general tech support tips that I've built up over the... from interacting with, like tech support on the phone.
Okay, let's hear them. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was having a mental breakdown.
Did you try,
and squirting water?
Did you try turning it off and then turning it back on after waiting?
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, that's what worked.
No, Dan. What worked was I changed the colons to periods.
And then you had to switch something else too.
I had his periods.
Did you hear Mandy, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Mike had his periods.
Anyway, so I still haven't gotten that email.
Wow.
Yet, by the way.
Wow. Wow, Mandy. Dan, be perfectly honest with me. You saw it on her face. How proud of that was she?
She's beaming. She's still beaming, Mike.
I actually have a tear in my eye. I'm so happy.
It's funny too, because when she has a keeper like that, as she called them, she'll sits up completely straight. She's like a groundhog at alert.
Oh, like a young mother with a new babe.
I could just hear it. I could hear it in her voice. She was psyched about that one.
Exactly.
And I came up with it so quick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mandy.
Mike?
You're going to have the worst show of your life.
No, you did. You had that.
What are you talking about? That show was fucking epic.
I hex you, Mandy.
I don't want to be hexed.
Mike, I just won the lottery in the chat.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I got some...
Oh, it's all turning up aces for you, isn't it, Furnicase?
Woo! We're going to have a great show, sister.
You know, technically, this was just like a 30-minute advertisement for the Furnicase.
Yeah, yeah. hey guys, don't bother turning up early.
I think we had some good momentum going into our show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike raging. That's always something good to lead into.
There's honestly nothing I like more than unhinged Mike. That's my favorite thing.
Usually it's fake mad Mike, but today it was completely genuine.
Yeah, that's why I appreciate it tonight. It was pure.
I honestly can't tell if the busted vein in his eyeball is from him squirting water all day or getting pissed off at the little computer.
See, I feel your pain there because I get fucking food poisoning like twice a year, and I just hate it. Oh, it's the worst.
Have a good show, guys.
Mike, thank you.
No, I mean that genuinely. I honestly do.
I can't have a good show. I've been hexed.
We like to think that every show
because
is
Mike's
our...
Mike's grumpy because he's on his periods.
Can you believe she fucking said that to me?
I can't believe she's talking
twice.
On them.
Twice.
She doubled back with the same shitty joke.